Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 210 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And I am super excited to bring you my interview with Drew at Harper Barbecue in Costa Mesa, California. I've been wanting to do this for a long time, and we finally got together. Unfortunately, it was during COVID times, but that's given me an opportunity to talk to a lot of people. This was done about 6-7 weeks ago. Harper Barbecue, if you haven't heard of them, check them out. I'll put their Instagram below. Check them out. You'll see that they make pits. And they make pits for just about everyone. The first one they did was for the Offset, Alex at the Offset Barbecue in Orange County. But then they did one for Hellberg. They've done multiple for Hellberg. They've done for Harp Barbecue, which is a lot of people confuse Harper and Harper. If they're tagging something on Instagram, I'm sure they get both tagged back and forth a lot because it's easy to make that mistake. But Tartar Harp at Harp Barbecue has a pit as well. Also, so does a Holy Trinity Barbecue. He just got one, as well as Breakwater Barbecue. Just did an interview with him over in El Granada, which is Half Moon Bay. And the guys, Brenda and Danny de Castillo at Heritage Barbecue, they have two 1,000-gallon Harper Barbecue pits at their new location, San Juan Capistrano, that's opening very shortly. This is a great one. It's nice. He's from Orange County. We fell in love with pit making and their technique and his partner. And a very interesting thing, they have a brick and mortar coming up. It's coming up, but it'll be here before you know it. It's probably early to mid, more mid 2021 is when it's going to open up. But at the end, we talk for maybe 10 minutes about the construction and what it's going to be and how great it's going to be. And you're gonna want to go. It's almost like you want to line up now for it. It's going to be a great fixture for that area and a wonderful compliment to Heritage Barbecue for Orange County. Right now, their lead times for pits are about 8 to 10 months. For backyard pits, about 4 to 5 months. They have these amazing hibachis that you probably have seen online. Those will be in stock. They're going to actually launch a website really soon. And I'll put a link to that one when I have a link to that. They'll be selling their hibachis and their fire pits. The hibachis are just incredible. They're three different sizes and built like tanks and awesome. So check those out. Again, keep checking their feed for news on their brick and mortar. I can't thank Drew enough for taking the time. You're really going to enjoy this. Drew is one of those great humans, and you'll be smiling most of the time. And the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast and YouTube show is brought to you by Treaty Oak Distilling. That's at treatyoakdistilling.com. You can visit their website, get all their alcohol online, and gear and cool stuff, swag, awesome stuff, as well as you can visit them in Dripping Springs. They have Alice's Restaurant on site with Scott Fogel, who I interviewed recently, and they're cooking up amazing barbecue there at Alice's Restaurant. Again, it's treatyoakdistilling.com. And hey, I have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com with links on my podcasts, on my YouTube stuff, breaking news, stories, lots of fun stuff, barbecue-wise, tons of content. I'm on social media at kevinsbbqjoints. But at the end, thank you for listening. Stay safe. Appreciate your feedback. Subscribe if you're enjoying these. I'll be putting out 2 or 3 of these per week, if not more. Just try to give you as much entertainment now more than ever. Take care. So how are you doing?
Doing great. Staying busy, trying to break through this whole corona thing.
How has it affected you? And you're in, that just for people that we'll talk about your where you are and everything, but you're in Costa Mesa, which is Orange County. How different is it there than LA? Is it, are you guys locked down?
We're supposed to be. There's a lot of businesses that are still open. Like, you know, it's only the three of us here and we all, you know, see each other every day. Yeah. So, you know, when we go home, we're, you know, pretty locked up.
You're over kind of close to, because I used to go down in that area and I used to work at like over off of, I don't know, 15th or 18th or something. But it's, are you by triangle, by that triangle?
You could almost hit that with a football.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's where the restaurant's going to be. But our shop's actually in Westminster. So we just moved to a bigger shop up the street a little bit.
Okay, so you aren't at the same location that, like, when Abe visited you, are you a different place then?
Yeah, that was right down the way. That was a one-car garage compared to what we're in now.
So let's go back. So it's you and...
So it's me and my buddy Bryant. BJ. Okay. Bryant. Yeah, Bryant. He's been with me for probably almost 2 years now.
Okay.
He's phenomenal. He's better than me at all this fab stuff, welding and all that. He puts me to shame.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Costa Mesa, Newport area.
Okay.
Actually, was born right next to where Danny's opening his restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so was born there and then grew up in Newport, Costa Mesa my whole life.
Well, I used to, back in the day, my grandparents bought a house in Balboa for like $10,000 back like in the 40s. And so we would go during the summers, we would go to, so I was spoiled. I didn't realize how good it could be. And the family sold it and stuff, like after they all passed away. I wish they still had it, but it was Orange County is different, and that area of Newport is different.
It's a lot more spread out. And I think that's why a lot of our like Corona stuff right now is a lot more lax. Mm-hmm. Like Newport beaches are still open right now. I went surfing.
Oh, that's true. You did get surfing.
Yeah, it's not really, it's spread out. Not really like LA where everyone's on top of each other. So,
but didn't, like, and I think they had a vote last night, so this can kind of date this interview. Last night they voted and they're going to keep the beaches open, right?
Yes. So I believe they're going to try to make it more just like running, walking, surfing, swimming sort of thing. If you're moving, which, you know, is nice to be able to get some exercise.
So you can't lay out? They're not going to let people lay out?
I'm not sure.
I don't know if they could stop the people.
The problem with the whole thing is all the people that come down here are coming from other areas.
Oh, yeah.
So that's like the transmittable thing. So the people that are going surfing, going running in the mornings, mm-hmm. like, they live here. So there's no cross-contamination stuff going on with that.
Yeah, I know a lot of people from L.A. went down to Orange County, or they went up to Ventura.
It's funny, right at Ventura Line, County Line right there. Yeah, so you can't surf in L.A. County. They're arresting people for surfing, paddleboarding, or anything in Malibu.
Really?
And then you go to County Line, and there's 300 surfers in the water.
That's so nuts. Funny. Yeah, and County Line's like, for people that don't know, that was like a big place to surf. Like, if you live in L.A., people would be like, I'm going to surf at County Line. But also, too, like, south of that, there's good spots.
Totally.
Wow.
Totally.
That's it. And then, like, north of that is, like, Point Magoo, kind of, like, kind of up there.
I think it goes, like, pretty far. Zuma is the spot where they film all the movies and stuff. Is that what it is? I think it's Zuma, yeah.
So you grew up in Orange County. How did you then, because I didn't listen to on purpose, I didn't listen to Abe's thing. I listened to it a long time ago. But then how did you get to where you are? Were you into barbecue growing up? Like, it's Orange County. Were you going to barbecue spots at all in Orange County?
I would if there was any, but
yeah, I know.
There's not really much. I worked at a fish market before. I'd run doubles every day, and I'd cut all the fish for the case in the morning, make it look all pretty, break down whole fish and do that.
Okay.
And then at the nights, we did, like, tacos, fish plates, stuff like that. So I ran the grill at night for a couple of years.
Which place was this?
Bear Flags in Newport, mm-hmm. and here in Huntington, Laguna now. So just that live, it's not live fire, but it's really high heat, fun, fast, working the grill. That was cool. I had a roommate that went to culinary school. He worked at Husk in Charleston.
Oh, wow.
He's worked at a bunch of places and just blew my mind with stuff. And he was always so into barbecue. And I knew how to weld at the time. And he's going, make me a smoker. And I was so busy doing other stuff. But then my girlfriend moved to Austin for about a year and a half. And so I'd visit her and do all that and had real barbecue. And my mind was blown.
Well, isn't that weird? Because I'm from Los Angeles. I grew up there. And when I went to Texas for the first time and had it, I went, what have I been missing all these? It's amazing that it's not out here.
There's nothing like it. It's wild.
And there's still, like, even though it's been a couple years of transition with people like Burt and Slab and Moose and Heritage and Flap, there's still people doing it, but it hasn't been, it's still, like, hasn't blown up like crazy.
We're at the rising action right now.
Without a doubt. And the fact that you could still stay in business is nice. That's, like, because if you had to shut down your business, that would be really difficult.
Yeah, I think technically we're an essential business because we're building equipment for restaurants.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep rolling with that until cops come knocking on our door.
No, I've talked to people in Texas, and they're all still building pits, and they're still working on stuff. Yeah, but I guess it's Texas. They'll do whatever they want in Texas.
Yeah.
So you came back, and then you instantly, how did you build with the propane tank and all that?
First one was an ugly drum. It was really bad. Best brisket I ever cooked came off of it. And then built it was like an octagon-shaped diesel holding tank was the next one.
Okay.
The really small firebox, reverse flow, tiny smokestack, maybe an inch and a half.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But then I saw, like, all the, you know, the PBS Franklin series, and saw, like, proper pits and built a 150, like, maybe 3 weeks later. And Alex from Offset Barbecue in Anaheim, he actually bought that right off the driveway.
Really? How did you connect through Instagram?
I put it on Craigslist. So that was the initial rollout of the unintentional business. I was just trying to have a little side gig and turned into this.
And he's a great guy too. And he was starting to do pop-ups again. He started the first of this year. And then obviously, I'm sure he stopped. I don't know if he's popped up since, has he?
I'm not sure. I know he was talking about doing like vacuum sealed stuff.
Yeah, I need to reach out to him again just to see how he's doing. I haven't. Thanks for reminding me. So he was your first. Yeah. That's interesting. So because I how did the Helberg connection?
He lived in Rancho Santa Margarita, like 30-45 minutes south of where we're at.
Yeah.
And he found me on Craigslist too. So I built him his initial. It was the first 500 we ever built. Then he had me build him a 250. Then he towed both of them to Waco, and then I built him another 500, and then a 1,000.
But that was like the early. So you've been involved like the early days of a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's just kind of all like coming together now.
It's like this unintentional.
Came by the other day, and I didn't know at the time I was doing it all through Craigslist, so I didn't have everyone's Instagram, so I didn't know necessarily where these pits were going. So all of a sudden, I see a new pop up, and I'm like, oh wait, I built that pit.
How
and get to reconnect with these people? It's great.
So when you built the stuff for Helberg, the first one you built, was that like at your house?
Yeah, the first like 10 pits I did were all in a little tiny single car garage at my house.
Really?
Yeah, the neighbors calling the gas company, trying to get me shut down and everything.
Doing that, like, are you doing it, like, late at night?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I insulated the whole garage so I could work all night. I was young, just trying to make a buck, you know?
Yeah. Did the cops ever come?
Oh, totally. Yeah, absolutely.
What did they say?
The cops came. They came, we had kind of a party house, too, so they kind of knew us. And they'd come by and go, hey, you know, guys, try to keep it down a little bit and maybe grind with the garage door closed. And
you know what's funny is Orange County cops have a reputation for being hard asses, like tough. But then if you get to know them, because my dad used to have parties in Balboa, and the cop, like when the cops would come through and just walk through, and people would calm down, and then they'd leave, but they never busted them.
Oh yeah, no, they're great. Yeah,
but they are like if you're from out of the county or something, they're jerks or something, because I've heard that they're tough.
I went to military school for high school, so I know the yes sir, no sir, yes gotcha. Ma'am. You know, that instantly puts their guard down.
How was military school?
That was awesome. It was on the beach in Carlsbad, so I got to surf every day, and they also made I played hockey my whole life too, so they had a roller rink there, and we got to play hockey.
What?
After school.
Really?
Yeah. It was like a, I don't want to say this because I wasn't a rich kid, but it was like a rich kid preparatory, like, it was either half kids that messed up and then half rich kids that weren't from this country. So it was a really unique experience.
The rich kids that weren't from this country there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so crazy. But Carlsbad's not as far as, when you drive down to San Diego and you see, like, the tanks and stuff, that's mm-hmm. further down, right? Or is that... Oh, no, that's more north. That's more north, right? North of Carlsbad.
Yeah, so it goes, we call it the Dolly Parton Museum.
Okay, yeah.
The big.
San Onofre?
Yeah. And then you got Camp Pendleton, Oceanside, Carlsbad. It's right now.
But then there's like, because there's Camp Pendleton, but then there's also, isn't there like a Air Force thing there too or something? Or is that?
It's just Marines.
Oh, Marines.
So I think they all train there.
Okay. Because sometimes it's like they're doing like war games and stuff, and it's like there's helicopters coming over the freeway. It's crazy.
Totally, we'd hear it while we're sleeping because it was a boarding school, so we're there at night. We'd hear them shelling the sides of the mountains and stuff, and launching missiles over to St. Clemente Island. Like it was
really?
Wild.
Oh wow,
yeah.
That's good. You guys ever connect? Like, did they ever have you do stuff with those guys? Or?
Oh, totally. Pretty much all the guys that were in control of us, like the adults, were people that lived at like on base at Pendleton. And, like, would work, like, the night shift watching everyone, or, like, they're all retired military, so.
Wow, that's really interesting. I hadn't talked to anybody in a while that had gone to military school, and it's probably good for a lot of people. Like, I think most people probably get, because you learn an appreciation for respect and discipline. And
yeah, and also it taught me how to show up on time, try to look good. I say look good, but I just came out of the metal shop covered in...
But you're also welding and stuff. So then when did this become like a true business? And because your last name's not Harper, his last name's not Harper, is it?
No. Harper is actually, Costa Mesa was called Harper in the early 18, or sorry, late 1800s.
Okay.
So before Costa Mesa was established, there was the little town of Harper that was named after a family that had a cattle ranch pretty much exactly where the restaurant's going to be.
Really?
So there's a lot of like Harper heritage in Costa Mesa. There's a couple schools. There's a couple other venues and stuff that use the same name.
Okay. So I'm going to probably notice that now that you said that. I'll probably start seeing it on signs and different things. When did you get the idea, okay, I'm going to do a restaurant? And did that come into play when you were in Austin? You're like, damn, I want to open up a place out in LA or Orange County?
Yeah, after working at the fish market, because I kind of worked there right when it started. So I saw him build it. I saw him grow. All of a sudden, he's got 5 locations. Not that I want to do that with barbecue, but just seeing that, like, excitement about the food, it's so awesome. Then building the pits for a while, starting to dial in cooking a little bit, decided it's something I want to do. I originally was looking for, like, a warehouse space just to do a every Sunday kind of under the radar type thing.
Yeah.
Then we had a phenomenal property that just kind of got dropped on my lap.
Which place is it? Which one was, what's the, or do people, is that it, something that you tell people, or is it?
Oh, totally. Okay. Yeah. It was an automotive machine shop. Pretty much a junkyard for the last, like, 40 years.
Okay.
It's one of the last, like, pieces of actual dirt in Costa Mesa. So there's a building there that was built in mid-40s, and then it's all dirt around it, overgrown, old Model T Fords and stuff. Just really cool spot.
Can you see it if you go down, what's that 50, the 55? Like, is it off? Is it visible from the 55? Or what the 55 turns into? What is it? It turns into Newport?
Newport Boulevard. Newport Boulevard, yeah. Yeah. So it would be the left right before, you can't turn left there, but it'd be the left right before 17th Street.
Okay.
Like the other main cross section there.
So it's on the left-hand side if you're going
towards the beach.
Towards the beach. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. For some reason, I was imagining it on the other side of the street. But there's lots of, like, and there's, like, lighting shops. There used to be a bunch of random stuff all around. So is it in the median area, or is it on that's the other side of the street?
It's like 3 doors down from Newport Boulevard on the east side of Costa Mesa.
Okay, that's rad. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's such a cool building too. Old cinder block, like old steel divided light windows, and we're keeping the existing building. So you won't feel like you're in Orange County when you're there.
How has that process gone? Because I want to get into, like, talk about heritage and all that stuff, but how far along are you? And, like, the place is secured. It's yours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We signed a really long lease. great options and everything. So that's locked in. It's almost been 4 years since we submitted our first plans.
Is it taking a long time because of zoning and stuff?
Zoning was the first issue. Trying to explain to the health department what a smoker is was an issue.
Of course.
Because we're in 15 miles of the beach, too, we got to deal with the air quality management district, which I'm sure everyone from Texas is just hurling right now, just thinking about something like that.
It's awful.
Yeah, we finally got health department, planning, building, zoning, all the approvals about a month ago.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
We did all the grading, and then the next week, as we were going to start trenching and doing all the underground utilities, it rained for about 2 weeks straight. So now I got a duck pond.
So are you going to just continue working on that during this whole Corona thing and then beyond? Are you going to stop? Like, is it right now flooded?
It's flooded. I pumped out most of the water. It just needs a little time to dry. But it's hot right now, so quick. And then we'll get in there trenching.
So what's, like, the sort of timeline?
I mean, I've said 6 to 8 months for the last, like, 2 years. So hopefully it's true to that now, because we shouldn't have any holdups.
And you'll have 2,000s there?
Yeah, they're slightly under 1,000s just because we had to put them inside. Mm-hmm. So they'll probably work out to like 850s or something like that, but 2 850s.
And you have them already built?
No, we got to build them.
But you'll have a smokehouse and stuff?
It's inside the kitchen, so it's in the existing buildings. We'll have divided light windows, and since we kind of got around the AQMD issue by putting the pits inside.
Okay.
So we have to put a scrubber on the roof. But that was mandated by the planning department because of our proximity to residential houses.
Okay.
So hopefully, you know, that takes care of the neighbors. And then because we put that on the roof, we don't have to deal with AQMD.
So is that something like, have you seen how Truth has in Houston?
Exactly.
So that's kind of how you're...
The whole room is vented. And then, you know, plenty of makeup air. And it'll be cool because you'll see the pits through divided light windows from where you're ordering meat, which is... pretty cool. It's literally 6 inches from where you order.
That's so rad. So is it going to be just Central Texas style, or are you going to add fish and things, like things from the area too?
Yeah, totally. I love seafood. Mm-hmm. Seafood is so good. I've been a fisherman my whole life. You got to figure, if you're a successful fisherman, you got to figure out how to cook it all. So
yeah, for sure. So that'll be incorporated somehow in the menu.
Yeah, we'll probably do smoked fish. I really like oysters, so we'll do smoked oysters and raw oysters, and we'll do live spot prawn that we grill. We're going to have a live fire char broiler, too.
Nice.
So we'll be doing steaks at night and more bar menu type stuff in the evening. We're planning on doing, like, traditional by weight service, starting at 11 every day and until roughly 4 or 5, and then transition into a bar menu. I say bar menu, but that kind of makes it sound... not as elevated as we hope to make it. Like, you know, big steaks, stuff that you can't really
get in the area. There's like fancy steakhouses, but nothing's cooked over live fire. Nothing's at the quality at which we hope to, you know, get to everyone.
There really isn't. Like, I'm thinking right now, there really isn't any place like that at all. Are you planning on being open 7 days a week when this is all said and done, or like 5 days a week? Or
we're shooting for 4 or 5.
Okay.
We want to have one crew and to get them all a five day work week.
Okay.
So everyone has the same role every day. Everyone rolls in. Everyone has 2 good days of rest. The barbecue is so intensive.
Yeah, definitely.
To try to open up 7 days to start and push everyone and push and push. I could see it being an issue. So we're hoping for 4 or 5 days to start.
So it'd be like a Wednesday through Sunday kind of thing, because the weekends are important. You'll probably get foot traffic too.
Yeah, that's the beauty of the location too, is that East Side Costa Mesa, it's a lot of young families.
Yeah, definitely.
No, we have plenty of bike racks and all that stuff, and plenty of space for people to sit outside around the fire pit and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was going to ask if there's outdoor seating. That'll be really cool too.
Totally.
Like, that's ideal, and that's... makes you want to move down there. It's not the cheapest place to live.
No, it ain't.
I'm excited because there's going to be you, and then there'll be Heritage, like, actually super close. Oh, that's so rad. So, like, I was more in my mind. I don't know why I forgot. Maybe just because of the stupid Corona thing. I just forgot about your restaurant. That part of it is really cool. And with outdoor seating, and I wonder, too, how things are going to change. Have you thought about, I'm sure you have, like, thought about, you might have to have some spacing at first, or who knows what. Hopefully by then it won't be.
Yeah, if it's within 6, if we're still dealing with this by the time we open, I have bigger concerns than spacing and the seating. I think it'll be a Mad Max vibe.
Yeah,
there'll be snipers on the roof.
The collapse. I've told people, I'm like, when do we start like rationing petrol and like start like wearing like half outfits and like going crazy? Yeah, yeah, like once it becomes Mad Max, that's when. What is
I'm going to the woods. I'll fend for myself.
Yeah, same with me. I'm not sticking around the city. There's no way. It might be like Escape from New York or something. Yeah, it's hopefully. And I think that I've talked to, do you happen to know offhand Jeremiah? He's Field to Plate.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I've actually talked to him. He's buddies with we had a kid working for us while he was home from school, and he's a big hunter.
Yeah.
Just like me and Brian are. And
that's what I was going to ask. Yeah.
I never met him, but he was friends with him, and I love seeing all his work. Mm-hmm. He's phenomenal. I'd love to get out to his ranch in Texas and do one of those.
Oh yeah. No, I just interviewed him last week, and
Jeremiah.
Cause I have a friend who, she goes to the same church as him. And he cooks for like the kids and stuff. He does crazy stuff, but mostly not game stuff like he usually does. But he cooks for all the people, and they all love him. And she's like, "You should talk to him." And I've always wanted to. So she connected me to him, and he was awesome. Like he just goes. He's such so knowledgeable and so interesting. And he talked about that thing in Texas, and that sounds fantastic, amazing.
The whole complete capsule to go out there, hunt, butcher, cook. I mean.
And then bring home the meat.
Totally.
Yeah, and it's like a respect.
Venison is so good.
And that's something, too. Like when I didn't really understand the whole venison thing until I went to Texas and then realized how many places there's deer processing places all over the place. And
totally.
Yeah, we're living in a different world over here, and especially Orange County is even more. And it's funny, too, like that you guys and then Jeremiah, you guys live in Orange County of all places. And like with your sentiments and like loving hunting and stuff, that's really cool. That's awesome.
It was funny. Last time I was I pulled out a pit to Waco for Hellberg. I remember going through a little town. I think it was called Tyler in the middle of the night, and I see like a little taxidermy store. I see a processing place. I almost hit like 3 deer coming into the town, and then the big banner across the whole like main street that says "Welcome Hunters." And I'm like, if this was in Orange County, man,
even crazy. LA or like San Francisco, like that would
LA. Don't even bring a boat to LA.
No, you can't. It's just, it's really quite amazing. But I don't know. I feel more at home in that kind of like when I was in Texas. I'm like, okay. I feel more comfortable there. I love LA and I like Orange County too, but it's just like, I went to school in San Diego, so I'm a Southern California guy, but geez, like there's something special about being somewhere where it's okay to do whatever you want.
Your soul is free.
Your soul is free. Do what you want out there. Yeah, there's a lot of space, and you do your stuff, and you get it done, and it's not, yeah, I know, we kind of are on top of each other here. So you made the pits for Hellberg. How many, who all have you done pits for then?
Hellberg was a very early one, mm-hmm. and then we, you know, repeat with him. Republic Q, mm-hmm. up there, that was an early 250 we did. And then I have a buddy up in Santa Barbara, his name's Nick, he does pop-ups, and he's also like a bartender mixologist type guy.
Oh, wow.
So he mixes, he does barbecue pop-ups at a bar, but does all the cocktails to pair with them. It's super interesting.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
His Instagram's NickyP666. It sounds bad, but but he's got all his barbecue stuff on there.
He's a demon.
Yeah. Have you met Tarek up in that area? He's real quiet. He just cooks at his house, but one of the most passionate barbecue guys.
I might have. Well, I don't know. What's his Instagram name? Do you know?
He doesn't have one.
Oh, really?
He's like off the grid guy, but he is the most passionate, exciting dude I've met with barbecue. He keeps me energized.
Really?
I haven't talked to him in a while. I got to catch up with him.
So he cooks at home?
Yeah, he cooks at home just for fun. Doesn't sell it. Just for him.
He's up in Santa Barbara?
No, he's in, I think Studio City, maybe? Oh, Pasadena. He's in Pasadena. Oh,
I'll have to connect with him somehow. I'd love to just see him at some place. I'm sure I might have even run into him. Who knows?
Totally. Like, he did classes with Dylan Taylor.
Oh, yeah?
And a few other guys out there. And he's so meticulous with everything that he had transcripts of the conversations they had when they were cooking brisket from memory.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Just wild.
But those guys, like Dylan's like a... Have you seen some of the slices that he's been showing lately? Like the Goldie stuff? Oh my God, they look incredible. It's like...
I'm so excited fake. To go out there.
Really fake, I know. I know, I wanted to spend... Like my goal was to spend about 6 weeks total this year in Texas, but that's good. Maybe I'll have to squeeze it in the last part of the year.
Yeah. Then we made we actually made two pits for two guys that are doing something up in the Concord area, right out of the side of San Francisco Bay.
Okay.
So it's Third Degree Barbecue and Brunel Barbecue. They happen to be neighbors. They didn't even know each other. And one of them got a 500, and then the other neighbor found out about it, but he already had a small pit from us. Just, they live two blocks from each other.
What the hell?
And then the other guy, Brian, ordered a 700 enclosed trailer. So now they have two pits up there. They're doing pop-ups and stuff like that.
Oh, really? I got to reach out to them. Yeah, if you could, I'll ask you for the information. I might follow both of those. One of them sounds familiar.
Yeah, Neighbors Barbecue is both of them together.
Okay. Neighbors Barbecue?
They're killing it up there. Breakwater Barbecue up in Half Moon Bay.
Yeah, no, I just got something from Wyatt, because I'm doing a thing called Behind the Barbecue Front Lines, kind of little videos, like 1 or 2 minutes, explaining if you're still in business, what you're offering. So, yeah, I've been talking to him, and I've heard good things. I have a friend from high school. She lives really close, and she has been raving and sending me photos. Okay, so you did Breakwater. Cool. Okay.
Yeah, we do Wyatt. He's the man. It's crazy. All these guys that I've met, and guys and gals, you know, everyone involved, have been the nicest people. Just, like, everyone is so solid, except, you know, for Voldemort. And then another buddy, 500 in LA area, Johnny's Barbecue.
I don't know.
He's doing pop-ups of breweries and stuff.
Okay.
Some of the most insane pork belly I've ever seen.
Really?
Does all the crispy, like more like, it seems like eight more Asian-inspired stuff.
Okay. Oh, right. That's awesome.
Like Central Texas combined. Like pretty.
I love that stuff. Okay. That's killer. Okay.
You know, it's a lot of small guys that just do it for fun on the weekend, but they're all super passionate, so.
If people are watching this, what are your current lead time?
Close to a year.
Are you about a year out right now?
We're actually going to start slowing down the trailers right now, just so we can focus on the restaurant. So we'll still make the backyard pits, maybe up to like a 250 on casters.
Okay.
And then we always have our small grills. We're doing fire pits and probably be rolling out some pizza ovens soon. But we'll have those for sale at the restaurant.
Oh, you will. So the grills that I've been seeing that a lot of people have are those. What do you call that?
It's a hibachi grill.
Hibachi grill, and you'll be selling those at the restaurant.
Yeah, and the smokers and everything. So just the small size.
Wow, that's a smart idea. It turns into like another like a retail location too. That's awesome.
We're gonna have wood too, and all the barbecue cuts for sale, uncooked.
Oh wow!
It'll kind of be like a one stop for guys that want to get into it.
That is, and especially too with all your connections with people that you kind of seem to be like the first timers guy, like the people that are just wanting to start up come to you, and then they get the bug. That's awesome. Now, is it for the hibachis? Do you guys keep those in stock at all, or are those all custom?
We generally have
a handful in stock, and then all of a sudden weather gets nice and they're gone.
Do you have a standard price for them? Is that something you could say on this so people can know or
no? Yeah, totally. We have three sizes. They're 11 by 15, 16 by 18, and then 16 by 36. Mm-hmm. And they're 350, 450, and 800.
Okay.
So the large one is two grates and a flat top. That's kind of like the creme de la creme one. That one's fun.
One is rad. Okay. That's probably the one I'm going to buy when I move. Okay. because having a flat top is a pretty cool thing to have.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. So when did you start making those?
Probably about a year ago, but just kind of, pretty much as soon as I got my CNC machine. So as soon as
you have a CNC router?
CNC plasma.
Yeah. Oh, plasma.
So it just cuts out 2D steel.
Oh, that's cool. Is that a fun toy?
Our finished product is so much better now, and our like labor time has been cut dramatically. Wow. I sound like a salesman for this stuff, but it's... It's amazing.
We'll put a link to the sales rep below, and then you can get one for yourself at your house. Oh, that's cool. That's awesome. So how, like, okay, so now the next step, too, I want to talk about, you're making two 1000s for Heritage for their for their San Juan Capistrano location, right?
Oh, they're done.
Oh, you've already made them?
Yeah, they're already installed.
Oh, I've seen, okay, maybe I didn't know they were 100% complete.
Totally done. We were just, so...
We figured out how to get them NSF approved. So we just finished up the last few things we had to do with that. And then as soon as this Corona thing's over, they're going to come out and put their label on it.
Wait, so then what was the, am I crazy? What were the thing with the crane? Was that? Is that?
Oh, that was them craning it in to the final location.
So are you going to be, you'll be doing work on this on site too on it or?
Oh, they're totally done. They just have to come out and inspect them now.
Oh, the city has to come out and inspect them.
The labeling company that does like the all the NSF stuff.
Okay, so to put the label on it to make it, okay, gotcha. Is that going to be a tough thing for them in that area?
Oh no, it's a the actual pit getting approved by through ANSI standards, which is what NSF or UL or any of these companies follow. We're 100% compliance with those.
Holy shit!
So we actually had someone come out and look at a pit that we had finished. And said, if you change this, this, and this, you're good to go. So we're very confident with those getting approved.
Wow, that is really cool. And that's a great feature for you. I know you'll be focused on the restaurant, but if people want to buy, like, because it's going to be tough to juggle both. That's going to be a lot of...
Yeah, it's going to be tough. At first, exactly. That's why Brian, he's been working with me forever, and he's going to be taking over the pit portion for the fabrication, and I have a lot of faith in him. He's been kicking butt, so.
That is really cool. What a cool story. That's like, it's a very unlikely story for a kid from Orange County to be where you are, and to like, even a year from now. Like, I'd love to do a follow-up interview just to kind of, like, right before opening or right maybe a month or two after opening, just to kind of see where things are at and where your headspace is and how, because this is really exciting. Are you excited?
Oh, totally. I'm thrilled. It's a little overwhelming, but you know, I've been dealing with all these building pits for so long, and everyone's got a deadline and stress, 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 that it's kind of flatline for me. So I'm just cruising, getting stuff done.
You're used to working at a certain stress level, and that kind of
that
kind of helps. I think at a certain point when I get to a certain job, like, I'm used to working at a certain stress level that I don't even know I'm stressed. It's like energy.
Totally. Motivation.
Yeah, motivation, exactly. And you have Tarek, or whatever the guy's name is. He could give you...
Oh, man, you got to meet him. If you interview him,
you should
do, like, the full voice that's, like, that goes through the megaphone so you can't hear his voice, and then black out the photo, so it looks like a crime documentary.
That would be awesome. Yeah, like, because then everyone would, like, search him out and try to find him and, like, figure out who this mystery guy is. That would be actually, that's kind of a cool thing to do. It's like this mystery barbecue guy. Like, is he... And so he must be pretty good then.
Sure seems like it. I haven't eaten his food because he doesn't really share it. But I've seen a lot of photos that he sent me personally and just asking different questions. And he's just so on it with everything. It's interesting. Sort of a savant of sorts.
Do you have signage and stuff? Will you be putting up signage at the end of the year on the building? Or is it going to be a super surprise?
It's going to be a super surprise. We're hoping to do sort of the like Willy Wonka type vibe. Like people see construction going on and all that, and then all of a sudden one day there's a little smoke coming out of the roof, and one day we'll just be open. So we're going really, really, really low on advertising and stuff like that.
Except for the four people that watch this show will be like going nuts. Like, no, there's yeah. more than that, but it's still
well, those are the people that I want to come, not the whole crowd of all the Yelpers and everything.
Yeah, well, I don't know if watch Yelpers. A lot of people listen, watch this, and, but I don't think they're. I think the Yelpers are all gone. I think they've. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or yeah, you don't want. So you don't want a bunch of people to say like, "Can you give me a free meal?" And I'll give you a. I'll take some pictures, and that'll be awful. Yeah. No, I don't think you. And I don't think you'll need that for what you're doing.
Hopefully not. I just my goal is I want to roll this out slow. I want the community to really get behind it first, and then have it be sort of a staple in the area to the community, and be there for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. Awesome. I want to pass it on to my kids, which I don't have, but one day I will.
That's awesome. That's really good to hear. It's not just something that you're not fly by night kind of thing. You want like a business that could be like a community barbecue joint. And that people have, like, they bring their kids and then their kids and that kind of place.
That's the beauty of everywhere in Texas is every city or even, like, little sub-city has their own barbecue joint. Mm-hmm. And the whole town, like, gets behind it.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. I want that. I don't want it to be, like, a pretentious restaurant that has tons of stuff online and all that and not live up to the expectations.
Well, and there's a lot of people in Orange County that travel to Texas for business. A lot of people. And
a lot of transplants too, believe it or not.
That's
I met
true.
A lot of people from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our customers have been from Texas that live here.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I guess vice versa. There's a lot of transplants in Austin that are from Orange County and Los Angeles. That is really cool. And I'll put. Can I put a map like when I do? Because I usually do a companion blog piece. Can I put a map? I'll put a map like for the area, but not the specific location. So that way people have to like search you out when it because.
Totally. Yeah,
cool?
If you want to put it on there too, no problem.
Oh, okay. So it's
yeah.
And then so the best way to get a hold of you because I noticed that you don't even have a website, do you?
Yeah. That's just more work.
And it's like
we're busy enough.
That's cool. That's awesome. And so that's really really exciting because you'll have pits at Heritage. You'll have pits all up and down the coast. You have stuff in Waco. Do you have anything else out of state?
I'm actually pulling a pit out this weekend to Waco, but Tyler Harp's going to come pick it up.
Oh, it's for Tyler?
Yeah, so I got 1,000 for him.
Oh, that's cool.
He's grabbing that. And then a couple upcoming ones that are really exciting is we're building one for Horn Barbecue in Oakland.
Very cool.
And then Holy Trinity in Portland.
Yeah, no, I'm supposed to potentially talk to him tonight at 10 o'clock, but it's, yeah, we've been going back and forth.
Busy day.
I know. Well, because also too, like it's like I have a lot to do, but I also want to like squeeze as much as I can in these interviews before you know things get crazy. Like we're allowed to go out and do stuff again. So. Oh, Holy Trinity, that's cool. That's important. And that guy, that's rad. He's been doing it. He's doing a lot of cool stuff with sausage and collaborations. And oh,
yeah.
That's cool. When does he get
great,
his?
Dude.
When does he get? Yeah, he's great.
Him and Horn will probably be in the next. I mean, a week or two.
Okay.
So we have the tanks; they're all prepped. All the components are done. We're just trying to get a couple 500s out before that.
How great a guy is Tyler?
Oh, he's a man. He's so nice. Actually, right. The first time I met him, I was he came with Danny over to my old shop, and it was right when I was finishing up Voldemort's pit, and it was during the summer. It was hot. We were outside because the pit was too big to fit into the shop, and sweating, welding, grinding, and it's just. He comes up and he's just the nicest guy. Just completely calmed me down.
I think that was when they, because I picked him up from the airport and we went to Smorgasbord. And then I think the next day, I think he hung out with, he stayed with like his friend or something in like Orange somewhere. He's or like, and I think I might have seen like, were you guys like drinking beers or doing, or is that something, this is a normal occasion?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay with me. Yes. Yeah. Mine's in the other room.
Yeah, we were. We had a couple beers at the shop.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Down for a while, and, I love seeing Danny. Danny comes by all the time.
Yeah,
we're really good buds. So the three of us just got along real great.
And then look at all the success for them. It's fantastic.
Well, they sold out their. He did two whole brisket cooks, so I think it was like 50 briskets or something. Sold out in 27 minutes.
Crazy.
And that's not serving. That's like vacuum sealed online. So. 27 minutes.
Today he was doing like $200 meals, like family meals or something. I wonder if they're sold out. Probably
they're probably close too.
Yeah.
It, If he sold that real quick, I'm sure he would come up bragging.
Yeah, that's true. Because that's funny. Because I'm like, hey, do you want to do like a behind the barbecue front lines thing? And he's like, I'm so busy right now. He's like, I am exploding. Like, I can't even deal with it. Like, it's how amazing is that? That's awesome. That's good. There's that pent up energy. There's that pent up need. And like, the only kind of like shit that he got when during his pop ups were from people. It was too slow, or it was just like, and that wasn't his fault. That was just people aren't used to waiting in line in Orange County for anything.
Totally.
Yeah. Or he'd sell out.
It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out in the restaurant.
But it's, if like you could start, like it's almost like he's training these people now, I think.
Yeah. Kinda. I'm glad he's doing it, not me, because I don't like doing all that stuff.
Yeah. But because I went to Texas, I lived in Texas for a year, and I lived in Taylor, and I worked in Austin. And I understand how much hard work it takes to do what you're doing. That's, I'm excited for you. I'm really excited. Yeah, that's, but you know, like, and so right now, like, how are your hours crazy? Are you getting sleep at all?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not cooking now, which is,
yeah, no, nice. I know. But for welding, like you guys like welding through the night and stuff, or?
Not necessarily. You know, we especially right now, before we get into the restaurant, like we have to maintain a balance.
Yeah.
You know, we get in early, we work late, but you know, weekends are, we're out of here now. We try to get out of here pretty early.
Wow.
Relatively early, just to keep the girlfriend happy, keep the stay sane, you know.
Exactly, no, that it becomes an interesting balance. And it'll be, I guess, she gonna help out with the restaurant, you think?
Oh yeah, she when she lived in Austin, what was the name of the place? Justine's, but she's friends with the owner of Justine's out there.
Okay,
she actually lived in one of those trailers in the back of Justine's.
Oh really?
Like 6 months when she first moved there. Metal. I don't think it's around anymore, but it's right next to Hops and Grains.
Oh, okay, I know that. Yeah.
She ran Expo there for forever.
Oh wow.
And she says what she means and means what she says, so she'll be great at that at the restaurant.
So she's a stud. So that's important. That'll be so helpful.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's just scary enough, just sweet enough that people respect her, you know.
I love that. That's awesome. She sounds like a catch, and it also sounds like a perfect match for what you guys. Is she excited about it?
Oh, she's very excited, yeah.
And it's been a long time coming, so it'll be nice to get this done. Well, thank you for taking that. We've talked for almost an hour, and I there's a lot of stuff I didn't know, and I think a lot of people will learn a lot from this, because you've had an interesting little career, and it's only been like 5 years, maybe? Four years?
Yeah, probably five and a half. Quietly for quite a few of those, but
still kind of quiet. Still kind of quietly at times.
Yeah, by design.
So if you ever want to be like in stealth mode, pay attention to what Harper Barbecue is doing. And what's funny too is I'm sure I have tagged you when I've been tagging Tyler and vice versa. Does that happen a lot?
All the time. Everyone does it. Everyone does it.
That's hilarious.
I'm like, oh, I don't remember making that sausage, but it looks good.
That's awesome. That's perfect. Yeah. It's good that he's it makes more sense that he has one of your pits now, or he'll have one of your pits.
Oh, the H's. It's this weird thing that's going on. I know you, sorry to take a little bit
that's
of time.
Okay, that's okay. I don't want to hear you.
So we're Harper Barbecue. We made pits for Hellberg, Holy Trinity, Horn, Heritage, Herc's Barbecue.
Oh, for Herc's too?
Yeah, we built Herc's. I mean, it's actually here at the shop right now. We're putting a new firebox and changing a few things on it, but there's one more. But the Holy Trinity, there's so many H's. It's wild. I don't think there's anyone with an H that we haven't built yet.
So then that'll make it easy for when people are trying to find your guys' Instagram. They could just like H something, and it's, wow, that's really weird.
H Barbecue.
That is really weird. No, because it's all, and it's weird too, because like in my family, we have a lot of J's. We have like my brother's name is Jeff, but then my like cousin Julie, there's Jenny, Josh, Joel, John. It's just, and then there's like two others that are like me, I'm Kevin, and then my cousin Amy. But it's just funny how like in a family or like things will happen like in certain letters. That's, wow, that's rad.
It's wild.
That is really bizarre. I didn't know, okay, you didn't know you did Herc's too. Gosh, there's a lot of great people that you're doing stuff with. That must be like, and what's, you probably never knew that this world would be like this. It's such a cool world. Such great people.
Oh, it's the best.
Mostly. 99.9%.
Yeah, I'd say it's even more than that. Just one.
Well, that, like that, just that one point, bad one. 0.1%. But cool. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. I'm really excited for what you're doing. And once this kind of lifts up a little bit, I'd like to just come visit you and say hi in person.
Oh, totally. Come by the shop anytime. I'll have a girl waiting for you.
Awesome.